Clanfinger by R.B. Russell. Read by Mark Young. It was, perhaps an hour into the evening, that I first really noticed Sally's friend James. He was a large, fleshy, almost bald man who tried to hide his weight by wearing a white linen suit that was perhaps two sizes too big for him. He hadn't said a great deal over the dinner table, at least nothing that I remembered as very interesting. But now I couldn't stop looking at him, and suspecting that I had seen him somewhere before. My interest had been aroused, I know, by the fact that I had caught him several times looking in my direction and then lowering his eyes to his food, or suddenly switching his attention to one of the many other guests he had not previously been speaking to. He was now in an armchair opposite me, as I drank a second cup of coffee and he was enjoying one of our host's large liqueurs. With the conversation fragmenting between the different guests around the room, I said. "We weren't properly introduced before. "Stop," he insisted, then slowly. "I know you already. You're Christopher Turner." "Yes." He smiled and shook his head slowly. "You don't really recognise me, do you?" I decided there was something familiar about you before we sat down to dinner. I don't know why I immediately lied, but something about his manner put me on the defensive.
"But you don't know where you've seen me before?"
"No, but it's been annoying me all evening." I continued what was, after all, only a partial untruth.
"James, there was nobody at your school by that name?"
"Of course," I said, hesitantly trying to remember anyone from 30 years ago by that name. "There was a James Wilson," I said, getting ready to list as many of the Jameses that I could remember from the distant past.
"Could I perhaps be James Wilson?"
he asked, a slightly sardonic pleasure evident in his cold smile. "No, I saw him just a couple of years ago."
"So who else was there?"
"James Tobin." He raised his eyebrows, and I was annoyed. I felt intimidated. Only an old school friend could bring back all the lack of self-confidence that had afflicted me as a boy.
"You're James Tobin. Imagine me rather slimmer and with more hair."
James Tobin had always been rather large, but I wasn't going to be rude. I remembered him as rather more sharp-featured, but many years had passed after all. He also looked older than I thought he should have done.
"Well, I never," I said, feigning an instant remembrance. "It all comes back to me now. You went off to university to study advertising?"
"Yes, but I have to admit I've forgotten what you did."
"Polytechnic, in Brighton. Electronic engineering."
"Did I know that?" he asked genially.
"I'm sure I did." "And you were with that pretty girl at the time?"
"Julie? No, we split up before the end of the 6th year."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?